This hour on FM 91, it's ASISU Speaks with your host, Christoph Kassoun, and his guest, Hira Hamid, an ASISU Senator for the College of Business. This episode of ASISU Speaks will be followed at 6:30 by ISU Women's Basketball.
Welcome to this week's edition of ASISU Speaks. Today, I am very lucky to have a dear friend and fellow senator with me in the studio, Hira Hamid. Hi, Hira.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. excited to have you on because, like me, you're an international student. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like international students just kind of bring a different perspective and a different vibe to the show. Yeah, we get to kind of talk about some things I find more interesting. Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Awesome. So, Hira, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit and letting the audience know where you're from? Kind of like your background.
Okay. I'm from Pakistan. My father, he's originally from Turkey, and my mother, she's from Iran. Mm-hmm. But I born and raised in Pakistan. So my family, they're here in Idaho. So my father, he decided me to send me here for my further education.
Uh-huh.
And for more opportunities.
Very nice. And when did your family migrate to the U.S.?
I think they've been here, I think, it's been 20 years, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And have you been back to Pakistan since you moved?
No, I haven't. I want to go, but I might go this summer. I'm not sure yet.
Very exciting. So did you leave when you were a baby? How old were you when you left Pakistan?
Oh, I was, I think, 19 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you still have, like, memories.
I do,
and, like,
yeah.
Of what it's like.
Yeah. It's only been 3 years, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was kind of your experience when you first moved here? Was it, how did you feel living in this new place that was so different from your country?
Yeah, it's just totally different. Like, you know, different culture, different food.
Right.
Different people. Yeah, it was totally different.
Do you have, like, a lot of friends and stuff back home that you miss?
I do. I have a lot of friends. Aww. I do have friends here too. I'm a really social person, so I talk to. I don't.
You are.
I do miss my friends over there, like back home, but not really because I do have friends here too. So I hang out with them
right.
If I miss my family. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you are studying business. You're in the College of Business.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your program.
So I'm in business management.
Uh-huh.
My major was pharmacy before, but I changed into business because of my background. My uncle, he's in business too, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kind of a role model.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He is my role model.
I like that. That's so cool. My sister's definitely my role model, so I understand. Yeah. So how did you specifically choose the business management major as opposed to some of the others that they offered in the field?
I wanted to do HR, but then I don't think so. They do offer human resources program. So I went into management because it's like quite similar.
Okay.
So yeah.
Nice. So you think that's kind of where you want to go career wise into HR?
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. So how are your professors in your department?
They're really nice. I like business school because professors are really social and they communicate and they're like really open. If you have any problem, you don't have to make an appointment and go. You just can meet them and they will figure out what's
very
wrong.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. That's kind of a general trend I've been hearing from all the senators I've interviewed. Just the faculty we have at ISU.
They're really nice.
Really, really
supportive,
amazing people.
Yeah.
Very supportive, mm-hmm. Open door policies
yes.
all around. I love that. I mean, it makes a huge difference in my ability to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when I'm having like a stressy day.
Yes.
And then you could just walk in and be like, I just need to rant for 2 minutes.
Especially like classes you take, higher level classes like statistics or accounting. They're really nice. Like they will help you. And we have tutors too. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, I know you've been involved in different things on campus. You've been involved in the Nepalese Students Association. And some other
yes.
clubs. So tell us a little bit about kind of the fun things you've been doing outside of school.
So I'm international. In Pakistan, I haven't been to like Diwali or I haven't done that, right? So I wanted to experience some like new culture. So that's why I'm like more involved in Nepali culture,
right,
and their events. So I go there. I love Diwali especially because it's really fun.
I love Diwali.
Yeah, and we have on Saturday, we have Diwali, right? Yes, I'm going to go there.
Nice, that's yeah. awesome. I'm really glad we've started this tradition of doing Diwali on mm-hmm. campus now, because when I first came to ISU, and I guess we should probably explain to the Pocatello community what Diwali is. It's the Festival of Lights. It's a Hindu festival, and it's celebrated in India, in Nepal, Pakistan, uh-huh. in Trinidad and Tobago, pretty much any part of the world where you find kind mm-hmm. of a population of South Asians.
Yes, and especially Holi. I love Holi.
Me too.
Very
so much
we play
fun.
With colors.
Yeah, and throw
so
colors
much fun,
around.
Yeah,
yeah, I love that we're kind of bringing that vibe to campus uh-huh. to kind of show, you know,
yeah.
the community what it's like. And also, because I feel like we have so many different international students from mm-hmm. different countries, and we all celebrate these festivals in our own way, it's kind of nice to come together mm-hmm. and celebrate it together.
Like a family.
Like a family, uh-huh. exactly. Because, you know, before it was always just like groups of friends kind of, you mm-hmm. know, cooking at their houses and having little get-togethers to celebrate Diwali.
Oh, really?
But now, yeah.
Oh.
And now we have like events.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We have like proper events.
Proper events.
Yeah.
So that's like really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we don't have to miss our families, you know.
Right. And we know how hard that is. Being away from the home country, from the family.
It's hard.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It takes a huge toll on like your ability to concentrate and school and
yes
to socialize and not feel mm-hmm. isolated. So I love that we have that community here. yes. I mean, the Nepali Students Association has been doing phenomenal work in the past few years. I've been here since 2014, and that club has only grown and grown. So I'm so happy that students like you,
yes, they're
you know,
doing really good job,
doing
yeah.
such a good job mm-hmm. and growing the club even uh-huh. more. So that's really what it's about. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about ISU and your time here. So you've been here for how long now?
It's been almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years.
Yeah.
What was your first impression when you came to Idaho State?
What
did you think of the school? Did you think it was pretty? Did you think it was small, big?
It was really big because in yeah? Pakistan, like, I have seen the university is really big too. But when I came here, it's like totally different, you know, the environment and students, mm-hmm. they're really open. So I like that. And they're really nice. They're like, I have seen a lot of people, they always like, if you're having any trouble, they'll help you. And they'll try their best to help you.
Yeah.
So I like Idaho people.
Me too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They're really nice.
Yeah, that was a huge impression for mm-hmm. me, how nice everybody was. And not to say people back in the Caribbean aren't nice. Of course they're nice.
No, but, they are, yeah.
But here it's different.
Different,
people, like,
yeah.
go out of their way mm-hmm. to be nice and be helpful.
Yeah, they show their love.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, like, Pocatello kind of is a home for kind of anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to come here and feel welcome can.
They're really nice, yeah.
Yeah, definitely one of, like, the best things about being mm-hmm. here. And something, as an international student, is important. You know, when you leave your home country and you go study abroad and take on this endeavor, you want to go somewhere where you feel supported by the community.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are nice, people care about you, you know, like if you're sick, like they're thinking about you.
Yeah.
Right?
But I have family too, so it wasn't that like a big
right.
thing for me. Like it wasn't that a big change, but... Still, I don't have my parents with me right now. Like,
right now.
Here. Yeah.
Right.
So it was a big change. Yeah.
So do you get to see your parents often, even though you're here and they're in Idaho?
My family?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're mm-hmm. here. I used to live with them, but I just got moved out. Yeah, it's been, I think, year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
How has that experience been living on your own?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more freedom.
It's not all about freedom, it's about like independence.
Independence.
Yeah.
I like it. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree fully. It helps
yeah.
it helps you grow.
Grow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my father, he decided me to like move out because I was like more dependent on my uncle and aunt, so
right.
he decided me to move out and be more independent. and do my own work.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good, and it feels so much better, right? Yeah.
I'm learning. I'm still learning how to cook and all this stuff, how to wash my clothes.
Oh my God, I know. When I first came here too, because I came from a very sheltered home. Like, my parents spoiled me. I had everything taken care of. All meals prepared, laundry done. I didn't have to worry about anything except doing well in school. That was, like, my only, like, duty.
I know, right?
School. Like, and then I come here and I have to succeed in school and do all of this too?
Yeah, it's really important over here. You have to be more social.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, get help from your friends and that kind of stuff. So, being here for 3 years now, how do you feel about the university now compared to before? Do you feel like things have gotten better? Do you feel like you've seen a lot of good change take place?
Yes, because every year our university, I think they are changing things. And I have, if I talk about international students, we have a lot of international students. I have seen like Saudis, but I haven't seen like more Nepali or Indians, but they are more, I think, now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that too. I think our international population definitely has been growing.
Yeah.
You know, we have students from different countries, a bigger diversity of countries.
Yes.
You know, from Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, Central and South America.
Like, not only from like India or Nepal. Like,
right. Or the Middle East. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have such a variety. Mm-hmm. I love when international night comes around and we have like the flag show and everybody gets to kind of represent their flag. Uh-huh. And it goes on for so long. And I'm like, yes, this is so cool that we have like 20 minutes of just flags, because that's how represented the globe is, right, in this one little place.
Mm-hmm. It's like a huge diversity.
And it really does enrich like the quality of life, I would say, you know, like experiencing different perspectives, different worldviews. Seeing things from, you know, how someone from a different country might see it.
Yeah.
Can kind of really help you put things in order, you know, in your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have seen, like, people from Nepal, Africa, like, Asian countries, China. But I haven't seen Pakistani people here.
Right. That
I
is
heard,
true.
Like, it was, I think, more 2 years back, I think so, or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't here, so I haven't seen.
Right. So we'd love to see some more Pakistanis.
Yeah, of course.
I feel you. I'd love to see more Trinidadians and more Caribbean people. So that is definitely a goal that we can maybe work on in the next few years.
Of course, I will. I'm trying to help like my friends too, so they can come here.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I like that. Yeah. Encouraging them.
Uh-huh. I
helping
am.
Them apply.
Yeah.
Because it's a difficult process.
It is. Like, it takes time.
It takes time. I mean, I was the first person in my family to even attempt to go to school in the U.S. And nobody in my family had done the process before, so they didn't really know, you know, what it takes to apply.
Same with me.
To go through the whole bureaucracy. And I kind of had to figure everything out on my own. And I love that you, your friends in Pakistan have you to kind of guide them through the process, because it's scary.
It is, really.
Like, there's so many forms, so many applications, things you have to take care of, so much paperwork.
And you have to attest every single document.
Yes.
It's really hard.
It's hard. It's a lot of work. So that's really good.
Yes. And it's really hard to get visa, especially because I have applied for, I think, 4 times. And on 5th time, I got that.
Wow. Wow.
It was crazy.
That probably gives you even more like appreciation for being here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like you said, like you're the first one who came here.
Right.
So same with me. My uncle, he studied from Pakistan, but he came here for his job and specialization. But I'm the only one who came here for education.
Right.
So I'm the first one too. So nobody knows like what's the process, but my uncle and my father, he helped me a lot. Like they both helped me a lot. So
wow, that's great. Yeah. That's great. I love those like that the South Asian uncle.
Yeah, I know.
The,
right?
The classic South Asian uncle. I love him. Yes. So let's talk a little bit about ASISU.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your first year in office.
Yes.
So how did you hear about ASISU in the first place?
I have seen like a lot of people and you know Ganesh, right?
Yes.
So he helped me a lot with that process.
Nice. So Ganesh Sapkota was the senator for the College of Business last year, and then he's currently our finance officer.
Yes. So he helped me with ASISU process, like for the election and everything.
Nice. So he kind of got you excited about wanting to run and apply.
I wasn't ready. Like I think in the last week, I was like thinking, and I talked to Ganesh, and he said you should try, and because I don't have any Pakistani, I know a lot of people, but I wasn't sure that I will win.
Yeah,
but
and
yeah,
the college of business is intense in terms of competition. It is
yeah,
one of the most competitive
really
colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm really glad, you know, another trend I've really seen through these interviews is a lot of senators who've come into ASISU. It's through a friend who was in office before,
yes,
kind of showing uh-huh. them the ropes, getting them excited. And it really goes to show, like, how important recruitment is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want good people in office, you have to, like, recruit good people.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ganesh was the only one.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how has your experience been so far in office? How does it feel?
It's pretty good because yeah. we do a lot of activities together. It's mm-hmm. really fun. And, I think it's better for future, you know? It helps us, like, how to communicate, how to tackle a problem if you have any kind of problems.
Right.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's such a great... little laboratory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to kind of test
yeah.
out what the real world is like, mm-hmm. you know, how to work in groups, how to solve problems, how to think
yeah.
critically.
Especially I'm a management student, so I have to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. So this will probably help you even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in my future,
in
of course. Yeah.
Nice, nice. I like that. I like when, you know, your opportunities that you're pursuing kind of work together. And
yeah, with our degree and
yeah.
life.
That's how you should
yeah.
do it. That's very strategic. That's good advice for young people out there mm-hmm. pursuing opportunities. Be strategic.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there any, do you have any specific goals going in to ESISU? Any things you maybe wanted to accomplish? Maybe a problem you might have recognized that you felt like you could maybe address that hasn't been addressed before?
So in Pakistan... Uh-huh. Like where I am from, I'm from Peshawar. So women, they are suppressed over there.
Uh-huh.
So my father, he was like really excited when I was applying for ASISU. So
right,
he
to
said,
be a woman in power.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's my goal. Like,
nice.
I want to change. Like, I want to show the world, like, women, they're not weak, they can do a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. That's great.
Yes.
I love that. That is you know, that is a strong message even for women here.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To not feel disempowered and feel disillusioned, as bad as things might
uh-huh.
seem, especially in today's world.
Yes.
You know, with all the Me Too things going on and
oh yeah.
You know, it just seems like it's getting worse and worse. But honestly, like, the most powerful people in my life have been women.
Women,
like,
yeah.
The most powerful, like, women run the world, like, and it's crazy. And I have so much appreciation for them, and I'm so happy to see so many women mm-hmm. on our Senate. And honestly, ESISU has been a very gender-diverse institution for a while now, you know?
Yeah, I think we have more women in ASISU, right?
Right, right now?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I
yeah.
know last year and the year before. Definitely.
Yes.
Even the president and vice president for the past 3 years before this year have been women. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
if anything goes to show, like, women at ISU can really do some mm-hmm. amazing things.
Things, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any plans maybe to continue ASISU after this year?
If I'm gonna, I might apply for graduate school.
Okay.
So then,
nice.
Yeah. So if I don't go for a job, like, mm-hmm. then I'll apply for graduate school. So then I'll run for,
try to be involved in ASISU.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of my sentiments too. You know, I felt like as long as I've been here and I want to give opportunities to other students,
mm-hmm.
but if the opportunity's here and I'm being called to serve, I'll serve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I already understand how this institution works, and as you go deeper into ASISU over the years, you realize, like, how many ideas you had your first
uh-huh.
year and second year that you never really got to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, I'm pretty new, right?
Right.
So I don't know. Like, it's just been, I think, 3-4 months.
Yeah, less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And it takes time to kind of get adjusted
uh-huh.
to office and,
it takes
and
time,
get your
yeah.
bearings and know kind of what's going on.
To get to know, like, different things.
Right.
Yeah, Senate different things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely there's never enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have any plans maybe to continue politics maybe in the future? Has that ever been kind of on your agenda?
So, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to if I get a chance.
Right,
yeah.
Right, and keep making some good change.
Uh-huh.
Nice. So I'm sure, like, means a lot to kind of fellow international students here who mm-hmm. are female to kind of see you, uh-huh. look up at yourself. Have you gotten any kind of, like, feedback like that from any of, like, the younger ones?
From Pakistan?
Or from just from international students in general, you know, looking up at you as being in office and, yeah.
They always say, like, I'm a really social person.
Right.
And so a lot of my friends, like, girls, I mean ladies, they want to do apply, like, they say, like, we're going to apply, like, you for ASISU.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so great. That probably makes you feel great, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, to kind of be that person, to kind of break the mold and show them this is possible. And even coming from such a competitive college, and you won.
Yeah.
You won your seat. You beat out so many boys.
I know. Yeah, I was the only girl.
Yeah.
So I had to.
Like, that is amazing. Yeah. That is so cool.
And I got most of the awards. So I was really surprised too.
Wow, I can imagine how it felt when you won. Like, were you shocked when you won?
Yeah, I was. I was like, oh my God. I didn't know that they told me, like, you got 105 votes. And I'm like, I don't think so. And then I checked and I then rechecked because I wasn't sure. I was like, is it a dream? Yeah.
Is this real? Am I going to wake up soon?
Pinch me so I would know.
Nice. That's great. So,
yes.
Honestly, Hirak, I'm so proud of you. I think you've been doing some good work so far. I'm really, really excited to see what mm-hmm. comes next for you in ASISU and at ISU and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about going to grad school, and that makes me so happy. Like, I love when my friends say they want to stay at ISU and keep working and keep grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is such a great institution, and, you know, the education opportunities that we can get here.
It's really good,
You know, it's irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the last thing I want to ask you is, and I ask all the senators this question, and I like hearing all the different responses because I feel like it says a lot.
Okay.
But what advice would you give to a young person out there, or maybe like a younger Hira Hamid?
Just be positive, and if you want to achieve something, just go for it. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Don't get too bogged down by the anxiety, the fears.
Don't think that you can't do that. Just go for that thing if you want to do.
Set an intention.
Yes.
Set a clear intention that this is what you want and let the universe align it.
Set your goal and just go.
Yeah. That's great.
Don't think too much.
True.
Yes.
Don't think too much. That's such a good point, you know. Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
This is something you want to do. You want to do it and you want to have fun and you want to do good things and you know your heart is pure going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that it is.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we all are here to experience new things. So just don't think too much.
Don't think too much. Just go for it. Follow your heart, not your mind.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much, Hira, for being here with me.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to having you on the show again in the future.
Sure.
And best of luck with the rest of this year.
Thank you.
And all your future endeavors.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.